Remembering the life, the legacy, the creation of Herb Kelleher takes us back through a lot of memories. One man who knew Herb Kelleher for a very long time, not only at Southwest Airlines, but at the law firm in San Antonio before that, and the man who had the tough job of succeeding Herb Kelleher as CEO of Southwest Airlines is Jim Parker, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, David. It's great to talk to you. I'm sorry it's on such a sad occasion, but we all have such wonderful memories of Herb, and his passing brings back a flood of tremendous memories, I know, for all of us.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, that's all I've been thinking about the last 24 hours or so. I'm remembering all of the little vignettes over a very long period of time. So do you have a favorite Herb Kelleher story?
I don't think it's possible to pick out one. There are so many. Herb was such an inspirational leader, and people know what a great business person he was. And the people of Southwest Airlines, both the employees and their families and the customers, I think know what a great people person was. Herb was. He really reached out, tried to know people, tried to care about them and their families, and it touched the lives of a great many people.
You know, I was observing, and you feel free to disagree with me if you like, but my observation is that the skills that make you a great attorney, and clearly he was a great attorney, are not necessarily the skills that make you a great business leader who has the ability to delegate and inspire and listen to people's problems. Sometimes I think those two qualities don't go together.
Well, Herb was a brilliant lawyer, but he was also a brilliant person. People don't realize how diverse he was in his knowledge. He could talk about almost any subject. I remember one day in an executive planning committee meeting, he wanted to talk about nuclear physics because he had just read a book the night before. He was a voracious reader. He would typically read two or three books a week, and you could not talk about any subject, whether it had to do with the Dutch tulips in the 1600s or history of any economic issue, any business issue, any political issue, any social issue. He just understood so many things, and he could very quickly pull together these diverse subjects and put things together, which I think helped make him an intuitive leader, that he could deal with business issues and make decisions really based on a complete understanding of all the facts and circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, there was some moment, and I never could put my finger on it, where he would transition from being the sort of the fun-loving kind of joking guy to a dead serious business guy, and he could flip the switch almost instantly.
Well, yes, he would. He could be fun-loving. I remember back in the early days of Southwest when airlines were being taken over by investment bankers, and Herb got an overture from an investment banker who wanted him to talk to one of the I won't mention names, but it was a well-known name of a person who was looking to buy airlines, and Herb quickly went from a fun-loving party-goer to threatening to throw the investment banker over the side of the boat that they were on if he ever tried to broach that subject again.
He had a remarkable relationship with employees, and I think pilots in particular. I remember the cockpit, a bar down at the end of Bachman Lake, where he'd hang out with the pilots, which I know you remember. And it was one time I think the pilots actually hijacked some high performance car he just bought and put lights underneath it.
Yeah. Yes. Herb was held in esteem, and it was a personal thing, a personal relationship. The employees knew that he could take a joke, and they knew when to be serious also. But the lights on his new bidder, I believe it was, were one of the many stories like that.
So these are not qualities, I guess, they teach in law school or in business school. How does a leader get this? Because you know, I mean, the job of being the CEO of an airline, of any business, but an airline, and especially an airline that's undergoing rapid growth, is a really tough, all-consuming job.
Well, I think Herb didn't make up a lot of rules for us to follow. He really believed that if you just gave people the understanding of the mission that we were trying to accomplish and the knowledge of how we were going to accomplish it, that you could rely on people's good instincts to do the right thing and to move our business forward and maintain the relationship that we had with our customers and our employees. And, you know, it was he knew that it takes a long time to build up that trust and that relationship. It doesn't take long to break it down. People can see a phony pretty quickly, and people can understand when somebody really believes in what they're doing, and it's something that people want to accomplish.
Yep, he was a Yankee that seemed at home in Texas. We're lucky we had him. Jim Parker is the former CEO of Southwest Airlines. It's always good to spend some time with you, sir.
Okay, David. It's so great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.